a letter in the Igros Kodesh, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 4. This is letter number 965, and it's dated on the 29th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Dal from Brooklyn, Baruch Hashem. And the Rebbe starts off by saying, after asking your the Shleim HaTov and the Shleim Terosei, apparently the Rebbe is addressing this to a rabbi, maybe a distinguished rabbi, I should say. He doesn't say here. But the Rebbe says like this: I had here an older rabbi who's a God-fearing Jew who is waging war in his community to make sure that Judaism, to keep up Yiddishkeit, and he's totally dedicated. And also with matters that pertain to kosher, he's trying to keep the standard of kashrut for the people over there. So now there became a big war in his community as far as meat, as far as the salting it before 3 days. Which means, like this, there's a problem in halacha that the meat that is salted has to be done within 3 days of the shechting. You can't salt after 3 days. The blood is hardened; it no longer comes out through the salting. So over here, there just became a whole machlokes. Why? So he says like this: I was very shocked to hear that those who disagree on this rabbi, when they're trying to make other things kosher, they are relying, and their support, their foundation, is about what there has been in your name, that you, as the rabbi, Shlita, gave a very clear permission that if meat has been frozen, so that means that they freeze the meat within the 3 days, and from the time that it thaws, they give him time to do it over then. So like the freezing of the meat stops the process, and you can still salt it after you thaw it. And not only that, they continue to say that also the meat that they put in a refrigerator, so the time that the meat is in the refrigerator does not count as the 3 days, the 3 days less that you can't, that you have to salt within. It deducts from the time. You can do it afterwards. I would venture to guess who this rabbi is, but I don't want to, because I don't know the name, but I think that he is a local. He lived in the... I think he lived in our community, and I think he got in trouble with the law as well. I don't want to say, because I don't know, number one, and even if I did know, why mention any names? I mean, I'm sure that
So he sent a letter to this rabbi.
No, the rabbi. Yeah, the rabbi sending a letter to that rabbi.
Oh, he sending him a letter.
Yeah, telling him what the problem is, that the people are relying on his rulings, that if you freeze the meat, or even if you put it in the refrigerator, that takes away from the time that passes that you have to salt it within the 3 days.
So if the meat is slaughtered in Chicago, as it was back then,
yeah,
and it's going to come to Boston, and it's on a train, a refrigerated train, so what's
you can't do it.
It takes more than 3 days.
That's right. That was the problem. So what they would do is, they would have these big trucks, and they'd open them up, and I think what they would do, I didn't hear the Rebbe says they put them, maybe they use refrigeration trucks, maybe they use freezer trucks.
Refrigerated rail cars.
And another time I heard that over there what they would do is, they would shower, because if you soak them, it keeps them soft, if you soak them.
Put water on them. So you don't have to salt it.
No, not then, till the salting. So that buys you...
3 days.
That'll buy you more time. If you soak it before, that'll buy. I don't want to say the halacha clearly. I don't remember offhand. But they used to use some sort of a rinsing method, like a shower method, which didn't qualify at all for him. But whatever. And okay, so let's see what the Rebbe says here. And the Rebbe says the war that is being waged against the rabbi, is not through the balabatim. It's not just through the lay people, but also, etc. The Rebbe's not saying who. And the Rebbe says, you know the situation. And it would be extra to go ahead and prolong what kind of a breach this can come through this kind of a news, especially when we talk about kashrus, which is given over to everybody, women, butchers, everybody is going to start doing it. I am going to allow myself, I'm going to suggest to Rabbi, the Rebbe is saying to him respectfully, that you should publicize the denial of this news, what people are saying, in a fitting way to our countries. And I'll be indebted to you, the Rebbe said, thank you, if you can let me know the steps that you were taking as far as this goes. With respect and with blessing, that you should have long life on your throne, on your kingdom, as a rabbi, which is a Rabbonon, Man Malka Rabbonon, and that you should strength to go in the Holy Torah.
This is 1951 in Crown Heights.
No, this the Rebbe is writing from Crown Heights, yes, but he's writing it to a rabbi. Question is to who's the rabbi the Rebbe is writing it to. So I have a, I think. Huh?